14, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Well, Roger, we've been advised that there was some illuminated area of the Earth expected to be visible in the field of view for this dim light photography. What we'd like you to do is to go ahead using the nominal angles, take your three exposures, and then if it's agreeable to you, we'll have a new set of shaft and trunnion angles for you, and you could squeeze off three more, over.
Okay, no sweat. I'll press ahead and take some photos.
Roger, press on. Houston, in your original transmission, did you say that you could see any of the illuminated portion of the Earth through the Sexton eyepiece, or just that you had some scattered light coming in, over?
I've got quite a bit of scattered light. It's negative on seeing any of the lit portion. I've driven it over to the Terminator, and then the CMC pulls it back to the dark side. We're pointed on the dark side. But there sure is a lot of light showing.
Okay, we copy. Houston, have you already mounted the camera on the Sexton adapter, or to the Sexton?
That's firmly, Bruce. I'm in the middle of the first frame right now, but it's no sweat to change. I can do anything you want.
No, don't do that, because we'd have to squeeze off more film at 24 frames per second prior to dismounting it.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 26 minutes. As you heard, Stu Russo is preparing to use the Maurer sequence camera, 16-millimeter data acquisition camera, aboard the spacecraft for the dim light photography scheduled in the flight plan at this time. Russo will have the camera mounted, or actually has the camera mounted at this time, to the sextant of the spacecraft, uses the spacecraft computer to point the optics in the proper direction, which in this case is at the Earth dark side, and he will take three frames.
I finished the 1 minute, the 20 second, 5 second exposures, and I'll just hold here until you give me some more angles, if that's what you want.
Okay, Stu, what we'd like you to do is in your longitude over 2 for P-22, just put in minus 42.5, which was the value that was originally in the flight plan before we updated you, and run three more exposures, and that'll wind it up.
Okay, we'll enter lat and long over 2 like it was originally in the flight plan, and repeat.
Roger out.
That last comment came from Apollo 14 Commander Al Shepard. Russo took the first three frames, one exposure at 60 seconds, one at 20 seconds, and one at 5 seconds. These pictures taken with very high-speed black and white film are hoped to show some of the phenomena on Earth that are visible only in very dim light, such as lightning. And as you heard, Russo will now repoint the optics and take three more frames of the same phenomena at a slightly different pointing angle. Hopefully one of the two angles will give a minimum of reflected light into the optics. The reflected light, of course, tends to wash out the amount of detail that's visible.